This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have Bill Dendy. He is a financial strategist, and he joins me live on Hardline. Bill, thank you so much for taking some time this Sunday morning.
It's great to be with you. And I know it doesn't sound like that interesting of a topic to a lot of people, but it touches us in so many areas that we've got people who used to not pay attention to the Fed now talking Fed talk.
You know, it's so interesting. I've never been focused on the Fed rate before in my 14 years of media, but now all eyes are on this, Bill. So before we get to what we're expecting, where is the Fed rate now, and when's the last time we've seen action on the Fed rate?
Well, the Fed rate is something that we don't pay attention to directly, I guess, as a consumer, but it's the rate which banks borrow money from each other. And the rate is then the base rate for all other rates. And so the Fed has been consistently raising the rates for the last couple of years in order to stop inflation. And so the idea is, if we raise the rates, it slows down the economy, and inflation was because everybody was doing so well, that if we make it more difficult to borrow money, more expensive to borrow money, people will slow down, companies will slow down, and that will cause inflation to back off because there will be less demand. So the Fed has, up until, recently been raising rates to stop inflation, and we're currently at 5.3 on the Fed funds rate. But that means that your credit card debt and your mortgage debt and any time we borrow money, it's tied to that Fed rate plus premium.
So anyone who is taking part in the economy, Bill, they're being affected by these increases.
That's correct. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've already been impacted because of this inflation. The Fed started to fight off. The inflation's caused people to spend 20 to 25% more just to get by. Now, on top of that, the debt that we're carrying started costing more. And some people, in order to maintain their lifestyle, they turn to their credit cards. And so what's worse for them is that at a time they actually turn the credit card and they start carrying debt, the cost of carrying the debt got more expensive too. And that causes people to eventually have to reassess. And for some, it means to step down their standard of living, and that stepping down is less demand, and that slows down inflation.
So, Bill, 2 o'clock on Wednesday is when we are expected to hear. What are we expected to see with the Fed rate cut? And this happens on Wednesday. Will this happen again a month, 2 months? What is the pattern after the initial Fed rate drop?
Well, the Fed does not like to shock the markets. In fact, the reason people listen so carefully to what the Fed chairman says is because they don't lie to us. They say a lot. Sometimes they don't say anything. So it's nuances in speaking, I guess, is what people are looking for. And we're expecting the Fed to start a march in a clear direction. So once rates start coming down, we expect the rates to come down every time the Fed meets for the next year or two. So every time they meet, we'd expect another cut. But the question is it going to be a quarter of a percent or will it be a half a percent? And up until the inflation numbers came out last week, a lot of folks were thinking the Fed would go ahead and make a very bold step and cut a half a percent. There were people who were concerned that the Fed had waited so long to start cutting rates that they didn't just slow down the economy. They may have killed the economy in certain areas. But with the inflation data not being as good as what they were expecting, with the signs that inflation is still hanging on in some areas, the thought is the Fed won't go quickly. They'll probably cut 25 basis points or one quarter of a percent. But that's a sign that the market loves because generally the stock market does better when rates come down. But because rates aren't going to come down as much after the inflation data, the market's been kind of schizophrenic. So those who've been watching the market are like, what's going on? It's up 500. It's down 500. It doesn't seem to know what it wants to do. It's because we are so sensitive to what the future economy is going to be based upon partly what interest rates are doing, but we also have geopolitical concerns and we have our own nation's politics creating some concerns for the market now.
That was my next question. With this move on Wednesday, will the market react immediately, like right before closing on Wednesday? Will we see the reaction on Thursday? How and when will the market react to the news?
At this point, if the Fed does a 25 basis point or a quarter point cut, nothing should change. It'd be a little bit moving, but it won't be the thing that moves the market because that is so expected. That is so built in the bond market and the stock market right now. But if the Fed should come through with a 50 basis point cut, a half a percent, people will be excited. That'll be like the punch bowl came out for the party, and we'll see prices move up pretty aggressively, I bet, for the stock market. And we'll see bonds react almost immediately, with bond prices also going up, meaning interest rates are going down.
How quickly will you notice the Fed rate cut when it comes to mortgages, car loans, and credit cards?
Unfortunately for the average consumer who says, yay, rates are coming down and things are going to be better for me, it's going to take a while for that to filter down. And it's not going to necessarily be immediate that you even notice that much of a difference when we're talking a quarter of a percent. But it is a sign of things to come. It is a sign of the direction that the Fed feels like they have inflation under control. And it does mean that we'll probably see mortgages coming back down and credit card rates becoming more reasonable, but they're still outrageously high right now. And the challenge for a lot of folks is they've amassed more credit card debt trying to keep up with their lifestyle, and we're reaching new levels of highs of consumer credit card debt. And that's very concerning because we're also starting to see the default rate approaching 9% again, which is pretty high. We haven't seen really, really high rates like that since 2008, 2010, after our last little recession. So there are people saying, oh my gosh, the consumer is already stretched real tight, and people have probably done more than they can afford to do, and these higher interest rates aren't helping any. The rate's coming down, that's a positive, but the other concerns are that we have amassed more debt, and we might be in for some challenges ahead of us.
Bill, about that debt, and this might be a ridiculous question, but you mentioned the default rate approaching 9%. What does that mean? What does it take to default on credit cards, on loans? Is there a bar there, or is that a case by case?
Well, if I might correct myself, that's a delinquency. So it's not a total default. It's delinquent. It means that they
are behind and they're not making the payment. But the default rate, we'll follow that. And on the sub, at the lower lending levels, you're going to see actually defaults get up to that level. But that is the delinquency rate getting up to 9%. And that's concerning. It means people are juggling. They are trying to stretch and trying to figure out how to make ends meet when they don't have a lot of room. We've also seen 401k contributions, loans against 401ks and 401k contributions slowing down. And that's another sign that they say, well, I'm going to pay what I have to pay today. I'm not saving for the future like I really want to save for the future, which, again, means there's just not as much dry powder, not as much emergency reserves for the average consumer. It would, for many people, emergency reserves don't exist. If we had a period of unemployment, they don't have 3 to 6 months of living expenses set aside. They would be forced to sell investments or to go further in debt or go into that default situation.
Bill, thank you so much. I know I went a little over the time that we discussed, but I appreciate you last minute joining us. Very interesting stuff, and hope to touch base with you again soon.
Well, it's a great time to put your personal finances in order, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. God bless you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.